The first Tosfos in Masechtas Bava Basra says that we know that Kulan Azikin is Chada Masechta. And being that Kulan Azikin is Chada Masechta, says Tosfos, we have to explain and we have to rationalize the Hemshech and the segue from the end of Masechtas Bava Metziah to the beginning of Masechtas Bava Basra. Masechtas Bava Metziah ended Habayis Va'aliyah. Masechtas Bava Basra begins Perek HaShotfen. It says Tosfos that being that Kulan Azikin Chada Masechta, so if it's one Masechta, there has to be a continuation. There has to be a Hemshech. So Tosfos is Ma'orer that if there has to be a Cheshbon in the continuation, what is the Cheshbon? Says Tosfos, it's very poshut. What's Habayis Va'aliyah? You're dealing with partners. You're dealing with Shutfin. What's HaShutfin? You're dealing with partners. You're dealing with Shutfin. And that's really the Hemshech. The Hemshech between Bava Metziah and Bava Basra is that they're both dealing with laws related to Shutfin, Habayis Va'aliyah on the one hand, and HaShutfin on the other hand. The truth is, and I saw this Ha'ara in the Sfarim from Rav Reuven Margolis, I mean it's Mefurish, but he just brings out something that brings the Tosfos so to life, and that is, if you take a look at the Tosefta, in Masechtas Bava Basra, so if you mish to the back of your Gemara, and you look at the Tosefta, Perik Aleph, Halacha Aleph in Tosefta, Lo Yachbar Adam Bar Samach Lebar Shal Chavera. It starts with the second parak in the Masechtas Bava Basra. Tosefta skips the whole parak HaShutfin. You know why? Because the whole parak HaShutfin is in the last parak. It's in parak Habayis Va'aliyah in Masechtas Bava Metziah. So the way the Gemara was divided was Habayis Va'aliyah and HaShutfin is the beginning of Bava Basra. In Tosefta, HaShutfin is actually Nichlal in parak Habayis Va'aliyah. It's like Tosefta speaks out. And that pays them out. The first place in the Masechta. Because really, it's all one Hemshech. It's really all one Hemshech. But Tosefta over here, when he speaks out this Ha'ara, he says a Dover Nifla. Tosefta says that it's poshut that there has to be a continuation between Bava Metziah and Bava Basra. Why? Because Kulin Azikin Chada Masechta. Abazak Tosefta, that really, even if Kulin Azikin would not be Chada Masechta, right, even if it wouldn't be one Masechta, Tosefta says still you would have to explain the continuation and the Hemshech between Bava Metziah and Bava Basra. And the reason is, says Tosefta, because every time you see two Masechtas, there's always a Cheshbon of why the Masechtas are in the order that they're in. Meaning, it's poshut there has to be a Cheshbon between Bava Metziah and Bava Basra because it's one Masechta. Kulin Azikin Chada Masechta. But even if it wasn't one Masechta, Zok Tosefta, you would still always have to have this. Why? Because Tosefta says you find in different places in Shas where the Gemara discusses what's the Cheshbon and what's the continuation between two Masechtas, even when you're not dealing with a Kulin Azikin Chada Masechta. Says Tosefta, how do I know that? Because Hidatkechon the Daif Big Gemara, and Tosefta gives one mashal, Masechta Shvuas Da Beis Amid Beis. Mechti. And you find in other places as well. So it says Tosfos that every two Masechtas have to have a continuation. How do I know that? I know that from Shavuos Daf Beis Amud Beis. Because the Gemara over there says that we just finished learning Machis, so why are we learning Shavuos now? Oh, must be that there has to be some continuation, there has to be some Hemshech, there has to be some Cheshbon, why you go from Masechtas Machis to Masechtas Shavuos. Again, we're saying this a little convoluted. Tosfos says like this, there has to be a continuation, a Cheshbon between Bava Metziah and Bava Basra. How do I know that? Because Kulin Azikin Chada Masechta. And so Tosfos, even if Kulin Azikin wouldn't be Chada Masechta, still there would have to be a continuation, because all two Masechtas have to have a continuation. How do I know that? Because of Machis and Shavuos. Right, the Marsha, I can't even read Tosfos. Tosfos is retired. How do you even read Tosfos? Tosfos wants to prove from Makkos and Shavuos that all two Masechtas have to have a Seder, even if it's not Nezikin. Where's Makkos and Shavuos? It's also a Nezikin. So, Freik, the Marsha, you're bringing me a Raya from Makkos and... Now, you want to bring me a Raya from Soita Daf Beis, Nozer and Soita, Kolaroya Soita, Bekukuli Yaz Asmin Ayayin, that's Seder Noshim, that's not Chada Masechta, no worries. But that's not what Tosfos said. Tosfos Raya is from Makkos and Shavuos. So Tosfos says, I'll prove to you, even when you're not dealing with Kulin Azikin Chada Masechta, that there has to be a Smichos. What's the Raya from Makkos and Shavuos? Makkos and Shavuos are also a Nezikin. So if that's the case, aren't they Nichlal in Kulin Azikin Chada Masechta? Zok to Marsha. You have to say, it's a doichik, but you have to say that really whether or not Kulin Azikin is Chada Masechta is a machloikis. It's a machloikis amayra. And Tosfos held that it's doichik to say that the Gemara Shavuos that Beis Amud Beis that says that there has to be a smichos between Makkos and Shavuos is going tafka liba demanda omar Kulin Azik and Chodem Asachte. As if that whole Gemara doesn't stem according to the Mandama that holds Kulin Azik and Lav Chodem Asachte. If that's the case, it's clear that even if you don't hold of Kulin Azik and Chodem Asachte, still there has to be a Cheshmin, and that's what Tais was coming from. Meaning, Enochinami, Makis and Shfuis, if you hold Kulin Azik and Chodem Asachte, it is included in Kulin Azik and Chodem Asachte, and as a result, that's not an objective proof that even if you're dealing with two mesechtes that are not chodem mesechti, there has to be a cheshbon. But it's just dochak says the mashot to Tosfos to say that gemara in Shavuos Dabeis is going dafka libet man omar that kulin azikin is chodem mesechti. And if that's the case, you have a raya that even without the inyan of kulin azikin chodem mesechti, still there has to be a cheshbon bein a mesechtes. That's the mashot's kasha and the mashot's teretz. On the mashot mesechtes Bava Basra, he's a pirish from the Baal Teferish Shmuel. And the Tver Shmuel's matmiya on the Marsha, he says, I don't understand the Marsha's kasha. He says, take a look at Rashi in Avodah Zarah, Dav Zayin Amar Aleph. That's one of the places in Shas where the Gemara says, Kulin Azikin Chodem Asachte. And Rashi over there says, what does it mean, Kulin Azikin Chodem Asachte? It means the three Bavas. It means Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, and Bava Basra. It's freighted to Tver Shmuel. If that's the case, I don't understand what the Marsha's kasha was. Why didn't the Marsha just learn that Toysin Bava Basra Dav Beis holds like Rashi in Avodah Zarah, Dav Zayin? And Kulin Azikin Chodem Asachte means only the three Bavas, Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, and Bava Basra. And if that's the case, Tosfos is Raya, is a good Raya, because I have objective proof that even when you're not dealing with one Mesechta, still there has to be a Smichos, and the Raya is from Makis and from Shavuos. What's your kasha there in Seydin Azikin? Kulin Azikin Chodem Mesechti doesn't mean Seydin Azikin. What it means is Bava Kama, Bava Mitzia and Bava Basra. And he's Matmi, he says, Tzorchim Gadol. He says, doesn't know why the Marsha didn't want to learn that Tosfos, here in the beginning of Bava Basra, held like Yen Rashi. Now the truth is, that Rashi, in Avodah Zarah, Daf Zayin Amar Aleph, that says, Kulin Azikin Chodem Mesechtehi, means, Dafka the three Bavis, is a Rashi that L'chura seems to appear and surface in other places as well. One of these places is Mesechtes Brachis Daf Chof Amar Aleph. It's a Dvar Agada. The Gemara over there says, Amalei Rapapa La'abaya, Maishna Rishonim Desrachis Lun Nisa, Umaishna Anan Deloy Mesrachis Lun Nisa. Why is it that the Rishonim, the Free of the Gedeiris, there were miracles happening? And our Deiris, Rapapa's telling Abaya, we don't have miracles. And he said like this, Imishum Tanuye, is it because we're not learning enough? Beshneider Rab Yehuda, he says it can't be. Because in the Free of the Gedeiris, in the Zeitnet from Rab Yehuda, the Amir Rab Yehuda, Kulu Tanuye, all the Olam learned was Nezikin. The Anan and us, we learn Shishisidra, etc., etc. So we're learning more than Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because in Rabbi Yehuda, all he learned was what? Kulutanoi ben Nezikin. Zak Rashi, what does it mean? Kulutanoi ben Nezikin? Lo yehoyu gedoylin b'chol gemara shal dalet starim. They didn't learn the four starim the way we learn it. Ela betlosa bavi shalonu. All they learned was the three bavis. All they learned was the three bavis. He said Nezikin. Nezikin's not the three bavis. The teretz is, it's Rashi L'shitasai. Kulin Nezikin Chodem Asechte, he means Bava Kama, Bava Mitzia, Bava Basra. Which means that when you see the word Nezikin, it's Tartiv Mashma. The word Nezikin can mean Seyde Nezikin. Obviously, there is something called Seyde Nezikin. But the word Nezikin could also mean Bava Kama, Bava Mitzia, Bava Basra. And the three, Bava Kama, Bava Mitzia, Bava Basra, make up what we know as Nezikin. Right? We once spoke out from the Chassam Sofer that the Chassam Sofer said that if Kulin Nezikin Chodem Mesechti doesn't mean Seyde Nezikin, it means the three Bavas. So what's the name of the Mesechta of the three Bavas? Meaning Bava Kam, Bava Tzir, Bava Basra is really not three Mesechtas. It's one Mesechta. What's the name of the Mesechta? It's the Chassam Sofer. It's Nezikin. It's Pasha, right? That's obviously what Kulin Nezikin Chodem Mesechta he means. Meaning there's Seyde Nezikin and there's Mesechus Nezikin. And Kulin Nezikin Chodem Mesechti is referring to Mesechtes Nezikin. But Al-Koponim, Zag Rashi, that B'Shneider Rabbi Yehuda Kuli Tanuya Ben Nezikin Hava. What does it mean Ben Nezikin? Not that they were learning Seyde Nezikin. Fakir, they weren't learning the four star. All they were learning was Mesechtes Nezikin. Another Ha'ara maybe is, we just learned the Gemara in the end of Mesechtes Bava Metzia, Daf Kuf Yodalad on the base, also a Dvar Agada, a classic Gemara, where the Gemara said, Ashkechei Rabbe Baravu Le'eliyo Dekoi Bebeis HaKfarish Aloiv Dekechavim. And the Gemara mentions a whole exchange that Rabbe Baravu had with Eliyo Anavi, and then at the end of the exchange, he asks Eliyo Anavi, he says, by the way, Aren't you a Kohen? Aren't you Pinchas? What are you doing in the Beis HaKfaras? So Eliyahu Navi responds to him almost rhetorically. He said, "Loi masni mar tyrus? What, did you not learn tyrus? Don't you know that kivrei akum ein matam because atam kriyan adam ein oivde kechavim kriyan adam?" So Rabbi Baravur responded. He told him back. He says, "You want to know if I learned tyrus? Barba loi matzina. I'm struggling to learn the four starim. Beshisa matzina. You expect me to have learned six starim? Meaning, four out of the six I'm trying to learn. And one of them is not Tyrus. See, you expect me to learn Tyrus. So which four starim was Rabbi Baravua learning?" Says Zagrashi, "Begirsa darba starim." There were four starim he was learning. Kigoy, Mayid, we learn Mayid. Yeshuois, we learn Yeshuois. Noshim, we learn Noshim. And Kachim, we learn Kachim. Abizraim and Tyrus we don't learn. So what are the six starim according to Rashi? It's Mayid, Yeshuois. It's Noshim. It's Kachim. It's Zrom and it's Tyrus. What say the Yeshuas? So of course, say the Yeshuas is based on a Gemara. The Gemara is in Masechtes Shabbos. Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph. The Gemara says like this: Amar Ish Lakish. What's pshat in the pasuk that says Vahoye Emunas Itecha Choisen Yeshuas Chachmas Vodas Yiras Hashem Hi Oitzaray. Said Ish Lakish. Emunas Zeh Say the Zrom. It's a remez to the six. To J Mishnah, Emunah is a Seyda Zra. Itecha, your time is a Seyda Mayer. Chosen is a Seyda Noshen. Yeshuois is a Seyda Nezikin. Chochmas is a Seyda Kachim. Vodas is a Seyda Tyrus. So it's a Mefurish Gemara that Rish Lakish in his Drasha, he said that Yeshuois is a Seyda Nezikin. So Rashi over here in Bava Metzia Kufi Dalet Amid Beis is quoting this Gemara. That's what he means. Shabbos Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph, where you find that Seyda Nezikin is referred to as what? It's referred to as Seyda Yeshuas. Aber Lechura, Frektzich Deshaila. Why would Rashi only refer to Nezikin as Seyda Yeshuas and not the other starim as Vahoye Emunah Sitecha Chosin Yeshuas Chachmas Vadas? It's Seyda Zroim. It's say the Mayid, it's say the Noshim, it's say the Kachim, it's say the Tyrus. Oh, but when succumbed to Ezekiel, what is it? It's say the Yeshuas. Oh, but L'chayre, the Pshat probably is because Nezikin is Tarti B'mashma. Because Nezikin can mean Nezikin in the sense of say the Nezikin, but Nezikin could also be Meseches Nezikin. So L'hoitze Miliban, Zok Tehil Gerashi, it wasn't Meseches Nezikin, it was Seyda Nezikin. Now you say Seyda Nezikin, Yeshuas. Because that's code word, not for Meseches Nezikin, that's the whole Seder. And that's code word, really, for Seyda Nezikin. And the emphasis is a little bit of an oimik, you know why? Because what was Rabbi Baravua saying? Rabbi Baravua was saying that you want to know if I learned Tyrus? He said, Barba loy Matsino, Beshita Matsino, I'm struggling to get the four starim right. You expect me to learn five and six? Of those four that we're struggling with, what are they? It's the four starim that I'm supposed to be learning that I'm not. One of which is Seyda Nezikin. We just said over the Gemara, Masechtes Brachos Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, that Bishnei the Rav Yehuda, where they weren't learning the four starim, of Lemaisa, the three Bavas they were learning. And Libi Oimeli, that Rabbi Baravua probably was also like Shnei the Rav Yehuda, to figure out the times that the Amiram lived, but the bottom line is, it's probably learning the three Bavas. It's Bidalud Loi Matzina, like Bishnei the Rav Yehuda. But the bottom line is, Faketi is learning the three Bavas, he's just not learning Seyda Nezikin. And that's the Dogush. The Dogush is, it's Seyda Yeshuas, it's not Seyda Nezikin. But the bottom line is, because you have this Inyan, that sometimes it's Seyda Nezikin, and sometimes it's Meseches Nezikin. So it could be that's why Rashi over here refers to it as Seyda Yeshuas. But the bottom line is, this is the Grosa Ara on Tosfos. The Tosfos is, or a Grosa Ara on the Marsha, that the Marsha doesn't understand. Tosfos, how are you bringing your Raya from Makis and Shavuos, that even where it's not Kulin Nezikin Chadim Asechti, Makis and Shavuos are all included in Seyda Nezikin. So the Nichlan Kulin Nezikin Chadim Asechti. Teretz says, you have these Rashis throughout Shas, there's others as well, where it's Mavur and Rashi, that Rashi held that Kulin Nezikin Chadim Asechti means Kulin Meseches Nezikin Chadim Asechti. It's referring Dafka to the three Bavis, and if that's the case, it's Poshit, it'd be Miyoshe very much what Tosfos is saying. But I just want to tell you a Dove Nifl, we're going to be messiahing with this, and I heard this from Reb Ari Gartenhaus. He showed this to me in the beginning of Masechtes Bava Metzia. And that is, if you look in that Gemara, Masechtes Shabbos, Taf Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph, it's in the Hemshech of that Sugya. So the Gemara says as follows. Everyone knows this Gemara. Amar Rava, Rava said, B'shoshem Achnisen Adam Ledin, when a person is brought into Din, after 120, we're going to tell him, Nasasa v'nasata b'amuna, kovati itim la'teira, sakta b'peri v'riva, tzipisna li'yeshua, pilpalta b'chachma, hevanta davar mitoich davar. These are the first six questions that a person is going to be asked after 120. Tzidua, the Tosfos throughout Shas asks that the Gemara says in Masechtas Sanhedrin, Dav Zayin, that ein tchilas dinoy shal adam ella al divrei Torah. That the first question a person is going to be asked after 120 is, did you learn Torah? And Tosfos says, Hashem with this Gemara. This Gemara says the first question a person is going to be asked is, were you erlich in business? Nasasa v'nasata b'amuna. I have a Mufurish Gemara, Sanhedrin Dav Zayin, that ain't chilos dinoy shal adam el al divrei Torah. And Taisa says a teres. Said the Vilna Goyin, v'yesh loymar odover nifla. Read it inside. The gam ha-sheh shaylois ho'elu, musabim gam kein al divrei Torah. That the emes is the first six questions they're going to ask a person is, did you learn Torah? Torah, 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 Torah. It's going to be all Torah. What shaykhis? Nasasav and asata b'amuna, tzipisa li'yeshua. Why is it all have to do with Torah? So he said, they're going like this. Isa l'mayva, because the Gemara said, Amar ishlakish. May dechsev ahoy amunas itecha, choysin yeshuas, chachmas v'das. Amunas esay dizra. Itecha esay d'mayit. Choysin esay d'nachim. Yeshuas esay d'nezikin. Chachmas esay d'kachim. V'das esay d'tayres. V'yesh loyma said the goy. Sh'al dvarim elu shoya l'moysa. Dahaynu. Im lomad shisha sidrei mishnah nasasav nasata emuna. You know what the first question is? Hainu, did you learn Seyde Zeron? What does Seyde Zeron have to do with nasasav nasata emuna? Vahoye emunas. That's Seyde Zeron. The next question is going to be itecha kovato itim la Torah. Did you learn Seyde Moed? Hainu itecha Seyde Moed. Or sakto b'peri v'riviv is the third question. You know what they're asking him? Now you Isaac b'peri v'riviv. Did you learn Seyde Noshim? You know what the fourth question is? Tzipisa li'yeshua. Hainu say the Nezikin. They're going to say, were you tzipisa li'yeshua? Were you waiting for the Yeshua? Yeshua is going to say the Nezikin. Pilpalta b'chachma. Hainu say the kachim. Chachmas and say the kachim. That's pilpalta b'chachma. And what's the last question? Hevanta davar mitoich davar. Hainu say the tyrus. Dezeh nikradas. Nimsa said the goyim. The chol ha-shelo yisalolo. Hey, maraka. For this you have to be the Vilna Gaon. But the Gaon said that really all six questions is Teire, Teire, Noch Teire. That's what they're asking you. Nosasa Mesad Amunah is Teire. It's a priestly. It's Alt Teire. Aber steht am Meir de Gezach. You know what Seder Nezikin is? Seder Nezikin is Yeshua's. It's not just Yeshua's. It's Tzipisali Yeshua. And now they're going to ask you if you learned Seder Nezikin. They're going to ask you Tzipisali Yeshua. Were you Mitzapa Yeshua? That's what the question is going to be. So my hergish, we're starting a new mesechta. We're starting the longest mesechta in Shas. Is we should be zoicha. Tetzemach David avtecha meheres atzmiach. V'karnoi torim Yeshua secha. Ki lishuascha. Ki vinu kol hayom u'mitzapim liYeshua. Every single day we sit down and we learn Bava Kamu, Bava Metzia, and now we're starting Bava Basra. We're holding Seder Nezikin, we're holding Seder Yeshuas. We're holding the Seder of Tzipisa liYeshua. Ki lishuascha ki vinu kol hayom. Yoimi, every single day we're learning Seder Nezikin. U'mitzapim liYeshua. Be mekayim the Tzipisa liYeshua. Shetaka be zoicha to the Geula Asida. And to the Groisa Yeshua and Stam Yeshua's, and here be Amenu Amen V'Amen.